So how did you come to singing? You were on a baseball scholarship at the University of Maryland, and then switched to singing.
My father's a minister, so I started singing in church. Like, I think if you took a poll of a lot of singers that are singing opera today, I bet you a good deal of them started singing in church. So that's where my love for it began. I never thought about it in terms of a profession, honestly. The thought of yelling at people at the top of your lungs in a foreign language seemed a bit strange for a kid growing up in Prince George's County. I think as I got older, the one thing that didn't change was my love for singing. It never, and it still doesn't really strike me as a career business sort of endeavor. To me, it's an affirmation. There's something about singing and the vibrations and being with other people, just it sort of affirms what truth you want to be saying at the time. And the challenge is not losing track of that.
Do you have to love it, do you think, to be successful?
I think you do. I think you do. I think there are lots of ways to have a career and maneuver your path. I think there's only one way to stay there, and that's loving it, because there's so many other factors that can pull your focus. There's so many things that can get you offline. And the only thing that can really keep you centered is, do you love and enjoy what you're doing?